This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Hello and welcome to Around Macoupin County. My guest on this weekend's show is Macoupin County Sheriff Sean Call. Welcome to the show, Sheriff.
Thank you, Rick.
Today we're going to discuss something that's been an ongoing project for quite a while. Our main topic of conversation is going to be the Macoupin County Courthouse renovation that's been going on. And before we get to the latest things that have been done at the courthouse, I was just sitting back trying to think before doing this interview some of the major things that went on, and it's been quite some time that probably people don't even remember anymore what it was like to walk into the courthouse from the steps on the outside, north or south side. How long has that been, that situation? I know they repaired some steps, and then I guess because of security, we now go through the door on the side of the building. But that's been quite some time now, hasn't it?
Yeah, I believe that was probably done in the late 90s, maybe early 2000s. They stopped using the north and south entranceways. What people don't remember was those doors were both just open and people could walk freely into the courthouse, and that's how it was done from the time the courthouse was built. Security came, security reasons came in, with more violence, coming on. We had to go to one entrance, which, it's hard enough to secure just one entrance. So, we got the metal detector, we got the walkthrough, and then we got the metal detector, which you can run bags through. I believe that was probably late 90s, early 2000s. I believe they went down to one entrance.
So there's a lot of people graduating high school now that probably never remembered what it was like to walk through the big doors at the courthouse.
Yeah, they would have no clue what it was like to go up those stairs. And I think another reason was because of, with handicapped accessible, you kind of had to go to one entrance that, on ground level.
The courthouse, of course, built just after the Civil War, and it's a very historic place, and people like to come see it as a tourist attraction. And because of the age, there was also another problem some time ago where pieces from the outside of the building were falling off. And they had to put up some protection and things to protect people for a while. That's all fixed up now, right?
If I can remember, when we were just talking about this the other day, myself and Harry Starr, and who's on the county board, and he's head of the buildings and grounds. I believe that was probably about anywhere from 7-8 years ago. We had some issues with, before I became sheriff, they had some issues with up around right below where the gutters would be at, the decorative stone, I call it, but there was chunks of it falling off. So we had a company come in, and they were able to go around the whole building with lift, and they were able to pin them. And we haven't really had any issues with that since, but we are now, we had that same company come back, the same individual that did it before, the gentleman, he has came back, he's looked it all over, he's gonna do a little bit more, and to make sure that they're still holding, and if he sees any problems, we're gonna go ahead and get them fixed.
Those are a couple things that happened in the past that needed attention at the courthouse. Of course, now we're going to move on to our main topic of the day. You did receive a grant for $1 million for renovation at the courthouse. And as sheriff, you're in charge of the courthouse. And maybe you can refresh us on sort of how that grant money came about and sort of what it was intended for.
We were given this money. It's probably close to 2 years now. We got this money. We started working on the paperwork. I know Senator Andy Menar at the time was very instrumental in getting this money for us. From there, we've been doing this paperwork, and it's still ongoing at this point. I mean, that's just how slow things are. We have gotten some of the money to pay for some of the material that we've got, the paint and stuff that they've already put up. We're still working on that. We still have some money to spend left of that $1 million.
Now, the work, we here in Carlinville, we sort of can see it on a daily basis, and there was these huge cranes up all the way, working on the dome and things like that. But that's now completed, and it looks really nice, doesn't it, after, about a year and How many months?
Well, we started on the dome, which was the first thing was the they had to scrape it down, do the lead abatement on it. So that company came in first. I believe that was last September. They came in, started it. They brought in this lift, which I was told and understand that this lift was the largest lift they make of that style. It's a JLG, and it was a 185-foot lift. But the problem is with the 185-foot lift was the building to the very top, to paint all the way to the very top is 190 feet, and you have to sit back. So that lift did not reach like they thought it would. So at that point in time, to continue the project, they had to bring in a crane, and that's how they were able to reach the very top of it to end up finishing, you know, to get the very top and work their way down. So the painters, you know, they were able to get in the crane, get it painted down to a certain level, then they moved the crane out, and they got back in the JLG this spring and finished the work, which... which I thought they were crazy when they told me they were going to paint with paintbrushes and roll it on, and that's what they ended up doing. It was a very, very tedious job, and it took a long time, but what a lot of people didn't realize was they actually put three coats on it. They coated it with three coats, and they used, it wasn't necessarily a paint, it's a rubber roof paint is what it is. So it filled in a lot of the holes and stuff that were in the metal up there.
I believe with that too came, was there some roof work, a little roof work or something like that came besides just the dome?
Yeah, that was the other issues. We talked about lead abating the roof and then painting it. But I think the issue came that it was going to be quite a bit more money to do that than to actually put a new roof on, which we used this standing seam, and they're in the process of that right now, putting the new roof on. But another issue that I kind of had with just painting that roof was myself and Chad Reeves, we've been up there. He's my maintenance guy. We've been up there several times trying to fix leaks over the years. And there's just so many holes in that roof. I don't know that painting it would have stopped the leaks. So we were to the point where we really needed a new roof on it.
And you say that's in progress right now as far as what's going on as far as the roof. How long will that continue?
They're thinking 5 to 6 weeks altogether to put the new roof on. It's a crazy layout up there. You know, there's different sections of the roof. And so... they've been on up there working. This Friday will be exactly 2 weeks, and they will be definitely probably halfway done. So it's going to be at least 4 weeks. I'm thinking maybe 4th of July week or the week after.
And another thing that came out of this, I guess, sort of in maybe with the grant money, or how did it come about? I know there was some discussion, and then there's going to be some work on the bathrooms down in the basement of the courthouse.
Yeah, we did. We started the bathroom ground floor renovations on the men's and women's. We started that about 3 weeks ago. The plumbers are in there now trying to finish up their rough in. And then starting Monday, we have the wall crews coming in. They're gonna frame the walls up and do the drywall. So
that's gonna be a project, I imagine, down in the bowels of the courthouse.
Yeah, yeah. It's those bathrooms are really in dire need of renovation, and they're expecting to be done by the end of August with those. So
they're gonna present any problems as far as court goes, when the bathrooms, they get into all the things that they have to do with that work?
I don't think so. We've kind of got done with all the loud tearing out. You know, they had to cut some concrete out. They had to jackhammer some concrete out. There shouldn't be a lot of noise from here on out, and they've been trying to work early in the morning and get the noisy part done so that they can hold court. We closed the doors all down. We've been in contact with the judge and the state's attorneys to make sure if it gets too loud, they said they would stop the work so that court can proceed on. And you know, we have the restrooms on the second floor, so people are just taking the elevator up and using those. So it's not been any huge issue yet. So
speaking of elevator, wasn't that replaced not too long ago?
Yeah, that was a that was a project we did about 4 years ago now, and that was something I thought would, you know, I thought would be maybe a $150,000 project, turned into be almost double that. So everything that, you know, you think that it's going to be a certain price, it always ends up being more.
And I guess when you're dealing with a structure that old too, it's a whole new ballgame, right?
Yes. Yeah. People don't realize that those walls are almost 3 foot thick. So anytime you have to push some sort of wires or plumbing through them, you have to, you have to drill through those walls, and it's not an easy task.
Well, I think the courthouse, in my opinion, is looking pretty good now. I think this is the best it's looked in a long time. You feeling the same way too as the projects get done?
Yeah. I mean, I couldn't do it without everybody around me that helps me. I'm pretty proud of it at this point in time. And you know, there's a lot of people to thank. You know, the landscaping looks awesome. The Macoupin County Master Gardeners, they have stepped up and done a tremendous job. We try to help them as much as we can, but they have a lot of volunteers that come over. That's stuff that people don't think about. I don't really have that budgeted in my budget to be able to pay for a lot of that stuff. So they step up, and their next project is the Veterans Memorial. They're gonna start working on landscaping that. So, and we're gonna give them all the help we can, you know, to help them out with it. So.
While you're here, just was going to ask you a question, not on the courthouse, but a while back we had talked about the old jail, and a lot of work had been done on the jail and things like that, and here comes COVID and stuff. Mm-hmm. As COVID is subsiding, is maybe the old jail going to become something people can go see after the work that was done?
Yes. Yeah, we're just that close to getting it done. It's just, there's just a few more things that have to be done with it. Yeah, we were planning on opening it last summer, but COVID hit and things happened and we just couldn't do it. But now we are waiting on the air conditioner to get hooked up, which Area Heating and Cooling's doing that, and they've got it set in place, so I suspect that'll be done fairly quickly. Harry Starr's been instrumental on getting that done too, with help from he's actually got reached out to a lot of different people. So it's just, there's a list of people, and I can't even remember them all at this point.
Thank you, Sheriff Call, for joining us on Around Macoupin County.
Thank you.
And you can join us again next weekend for another edition. For WSMI, I'm Rick Davis.